the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, tap passing over clock. The Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
This is the Craigslist Corral.
Yeah, it is. Here we go.
All right, go ahead. Get started.
Where are we today?
Wherever we want to be. Where you are, wherever you want to be.
All right. Today,
all you got to do is dream.
If you wish it, it'll happen.
Today, we're back in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah,
place where Mark and I once visited.
We did. We drove through there. It was a beautiful city.
They had a toothless girl, toothless hot girl.
The most beautiful toothless girl I've ever seen. Yeah. I dream about her.
How did she lose her teeth, do you think? You got knocked out?
Ooh, you know what I bet?
Because that's a little soon to get. Because you could not brush your teeth for like 10, 20 years.
And still have teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll hurt. But you know what I think? Well, it's not what I think. It's like what I like to imagine is that it was a very vigorous blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
And they just got knocked loose.
Could be.
Yeah, when I really think about it, makes the most sense.
I love being in cities that aren't your own. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's nice to be.
Like, they're all, everyone's visitor. like you'll never see any of these people that you're seeing again. And
you see, like, if you want to show someone your dick, go ahead. Yeah. No judgment. Like, I'm never going to see you again, dude. Walk up behind somebody, push them off the curb right in the traffic. You're like, I'm never gonna see you again. I'm never gonna be in this town. The police can look all they like. I don't live here.
Yep. It's all everything's novel. Then you see all the people that live there, and it's like when I go to work.
Well, it's all humdrum to them.
Yeah,
for
like,
me,
I never care about anything. It's like when I drive to work or the local mall or wherever, I don't think about anything. It's like I've seen this a billion times.
Yeah, it's like us over here with Niagara Falls. That ain't shit to us. Niagara Falls, huh? Yeah, that's cool.
Even more extreme, like, well, that's an extreme case, but I'm talking about just everyday thing, like just driving around, you know?
Yeah, for them, it's seeing the sights. For us, it's like, yeah, I'm fucking going to the store.
Anyways, we are in the talent gigs, starting off in the talent gigs, and someone's looking for a muscular male model, so I guess you should probably write to him, Mark.
I'm gonna, yeah. Well, hold on. I mean, what do I get out of it?
Modeling attractive, athletic, muscular, open-minded, well-endowed, under 32 years old. Why do you have to be under 32 years old?
That's pretty ageist right there.
Why not just say younger looking?
Yeah, if you look, listen, dude's 35. He might look like he's fucking 30.
Ability to perform
in good shape.
Ability to perform on cue. This must be some kind of sexual thing.
Who am I fucking?
Reliable, look good nude as well as in underwear. Please no endless email. Send pictures in the first email.
Oh, man. You know what, though? This is gay porn.
Gotta be.
When they say the open-minded, listen, because to fuck a chick, you don't need to be that open-minded.
Yeah.
Now it'd be fucking dudes. Yeah, come on. Broaden your horizons a little bit. Paying you good money.
So this guy is offering ladies $60 an hour. Paid nude modeling for private collection.
What are you collecting?
Nude photos of girls.
Oh, I thought maybe he was collecting the ladies. Like he has a dungeon.
A private collection of nudes is... That seems pretty sick. Like, you know, posting on the internet's one thing. Making money off it. You know, hey, it's America. Capitalism.
Why is it sick? But to, whether it's on the internet or your own personal collection.
Because you're just collecting photos and it's, you're just looking at them. It's weird.
I mean, he wants... Listen, either way, someone's jerking it. Whether it's your own personal collection and or it's on the internet. I don't know if it makes much difference.
I am a 25... You know what? It's weird. Do you... Well, I guess you wouldn't. Do you have any pictures of your ex-girlfriends around?
I don't. Well, the thing is, I do, but unintentionally. I don't know what's up with my phone, but I erase, like, those old
pictures. No. I like real physical pictures.
Oh, no. No. But in my phone, there's some shit that I can't get rid of. There's, like, one file in my gallery. Like, I erase the pictures, but then I need to go into one thing, and it has everything I've ever had just there. And it's like, I erased this shit, but here it is, and I can't get
what,
rid of it.
The cloud?
No, it's not the cloud. It's something, I don't know, but I want to get rid of those pictures, and I can't.
Nude pictures of your exes?
No, I don't have any nude pictures of anyone.
I don't understand.
Why I don't?
Yeah.
Never occurred to me. Like, I don't really need that.
You like nude. Why not have someone, especially if it's a girl that you didn't meet yet, have her send you a nude picture?
You know what? I don't go that far without meeting, usually.
Or if you just met her a couple times. I don't know.
No, it's like, if I can get a nude picture of you, better yet, I can get you nude here.
Not necessarily.
Well, for the most part. Like I said,
if you've never done it, what do you know?
I'm saying for me, that's why I don't have any. It's unnecessary.
I know. The second Mark meets a girl, she just can't help but just get nude and fuck him.
It's some people call it an animal magnetism. I mean, call it what you will.
But I just think it's weird. Because some girls would get angry if you had pictures of your ex-girlfriends, but I would like to keep them around because that's like
it's
in the
memories.
In the movies that people thumb through their, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why the current girlfriend would be mad about it, but I'd be like, hey, you know what? It's my private shit, and you don't need to know about it, I guess.
I guess it's nude pictures. I don't know.
Even so, this is my life here. These are my memories.
Yeah, but once you meet someone new, you have to, that other person is like, God, you have to erase them from existence.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why I have private shit.
That's odd. You know, you use the past to give someone. It's a crime for the future. Like, you can't. The past can't be. You can't use the past crime thing as a crime in the future. You know.
I hear you. You're doing a really shitty job of explaining your point, but I guess I know what you're talking
for
about.
A word.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it anywhere. I'm always losing stuff.
Yeah.
25-year-old aspiring photographer looking for open-minded women to help me build my nude photography portfolio.
Everyone needs to be open-minded.
The photos are for my private collection, will not be posted online or shared in any way. This is a paid shooting. Like, how much money is this guy? They're just paying chicks to get nude. He's going to try fucking them, too, I'd imagine.
Of course. It's not like there's going to be a bunch of chicks all in a room together. You're going to get them all one-on-one and see what you could do. He's got the money, and he's like, all right, well, thank you. Thank you for posing. Here's your money. No, I mean, by the way, before you go, I mean, if you want a little bit of extra money, and then he'll work that angle.
Can we put an ad in and see what we get? Like, could we... I wonder how many, like, girls you could get to come over and get naked and stuff.
Like, you know, we have a really professional-looking video camera. And what do you say we put out an ad, say we want to do some, like, bra and panty work or something like that?
Yeah.
And just see who comes. And like, listen.
Yeah, me probably.
you rascal.
I don't know. You'd probably
I'd
get
like
some.
To see who comes.
We have to pay him, of course. Like $60 bucks for a session.
Nah, shit.
$100 bucks for a section. Section.
Sex, Sean. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know about that guy. Here's this guy. He's kind of sad. We're in strictly platonic. This is male for male. It's like I just woke up and realized my life didn't keep up with me. I seemed happy keeping up with my career. I thought I was blessed until I realized everything I did and all those friends I did then with are gone. I realized how alone I really am, and it sucks. What sucks even more is that I'm no longer considered acceptable in the stereotypical gay scene. I'm too old, and I'm too fat, and I'm too pale.
You know what? I think...
I don't flame, etc., etc., etc.
I imagine gays are pretty... they're all about the outer appearance, you know? You got to be in shape. If you're going to be in the gay community, is there like, there's not like an older gay community, you know?
It's
like,
old queen.
Yeah, like an old man. I'm fucking fat. I'm old. And I'm, listen, I'm still gay. What is the graphic he has up?
It's like a big, it's a cartoon of a big fat guy making out with like a skinny, handsome
That's
dude.
What he wants. Listen, just like me. You get older and older, you're still attracted to hot young chicks. It's the same fucking thing. Well, he's an old man.
Some people like bears.
Yeah, but he's an old man. He still wants a hot young dude, and he can't get it. And he's just lonely.
I want to find a close, intimate friend, a guy I can talk to, hang out, go to events, trips, whatever feels fun. Sure, it'd be nice to find one honest, genuine, friendly, easygoing, open-minded, horny, white, Asian, Middle Eastern, or Latino bottom who truly loves big, older guys like me. Love to get out today and meet and play. Looking for the first guy, good guy that needs help and is serious about something long-term.
Is he saying he's going to pay you for sex? Because when you throw that needing help in there, that's what pops into my head. So I don't know. And the thing is, if he wants a guy around his age, I'm sure there's plenty of other guys in his same situation. They can get together, but he doesn't want that. He wants the hot young guy. That's why he's going to throw in that we're going to take trips, and if you need help. He wants like a boy toy. That's his angle.
Next up, we have a lady who's looking for another lady to be a BFF with. ISO, BFF. In search of BFF.
What's ISO?
In search of.
Oh.
Remember that show, In Search Of?
Yeah.
Devoted mother, independent lady who likes to do a variety of things in life. I'm not a big clubber. Clubber Lang. Not a big clubber. However, I am into other fascinating things like movie theater, drive-in movies, bowling, theme parks, concerts, bars, lounges. Sometimes I'm a homebody and enjoys kickbacks.
You get kickbacks?
Enjoy kickbacks at the house, like card parties, fish fry. Did we have a fish fry?
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, a fish fry.
That sounds good to me. I love fish fries. Mm. Game nights, exclusive brunch dates, diva nights. Consist of diva wine, daiquiris, mixed drinks, food, 420 laughter, great conversations, bonding. I have spunk, confidence, and a loving heart.
I got spunk all over my pants.
I am
shit.
Loyal till the end. My ideal friends is someone who has time to invest in creating a good friendship, who can openly communicate on any level, text, phone calls, etc. I desire someone to bond with, to grow with, to take flights, cruises, and road trips with, to go out and eat, sightsee, to do girly things with. I want a best friend, and I want cool friends, too. I'm a people person. I want to embrace you like you are family. I had many friends.
Yeah,
some
obviously
came,
you don't have any anymore.
And some left, but I wanted someone to stay in my life who when you need a ear to listen, shoulder to cry and lean on, or hugs, simply just because in love, unconditionally, I am her.
You know what? This sounds like a huge loser move when you go online in search of a friend, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it.
It's pretty sad, and it just occurred to me that I used to hang out with a girl who did this. Her good friend is a girl that she met because she went to some site. It was some kind of friend finder site, and they both just found each other on that site. They were looking for a friend, and now they're good friends. Like, you know, mission accomplished, I guess. That's and weird. I was thinking, man, that is the most pathetic fucking thing I've ever heard of.
Seems weird.
Yeah, like there's two people, they're both lonely, they don't have any friends, so they went online specifically to find friends, and all right, I guess we're friends.
It's hard out there, you know?
I guess. Pretty sad, though. What?
I just got a bunch of sugar. Any race, size, welcome to inquire, embrace all. Please be mobile if you live far from East Declalb. You're not mobile, I don't care, I don't judge. No men, no studs. For fast response, reply with a number of pics or social media page.
What's a stud?
I don't know.
Yeah, no men, okay. A stud's not a man?
I don't know. Next up, 420 and cuddling, male for woman, my apartment or yours. So this,
hey girl, you want to smoke some weed?
This young African-American gentleman is looking for someone to smoke and fuck.
He calls it cuddling, though.
Yeah.
I cuddle with my penis.
The title says it all. Please be close, by and real, pick for pick. D-race, not an issue. I'm very freaky, by the way, then he gets the phone number. Be nice to find a smoke partner that enjoys great sex as well, so we can.
I thought we were cuddling.
Smoke and.
What the fuck? Now we're fucking?
You can go smoke and make each other come. If you don't smoke, that's cool too.
As long as we fuck. That's kind of the main point.
Need company. Race is not an issue.
Yeah, I'll fuck anything. I don't care.
If you're on kick, you can find him at Rude...
Rude Dude.
Rude B.
Rude Dude with an attitude.
Yoichi. Rude Boichi? Yeah, so this guy's looking to... I think it was his cuddle, but meanwhile he just wants to fuck.
I know. Well, don't put cuddle in the headline.
What does he mean by freaky? What's this guy up to?
I am freaky. I am up to some shit, so be prepared.
Like if you... What do you do that you consider your... Because usually what you do, you wouldn't consider freaky, really.
You know what's funny? You never know what freaky is, because, you know, he thinks he's being freaky, but really, for everyone else, that's kind of like normal shit. Yeah. It's like, you never really know. Because, as you said, someone who's into some freaky shit, they think it's normal. So when you come across them, you're like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here? And you're like, what?
Like that alien princess.
That's what I do. Yeah. Yeah, she thinks she's normal.
Want a skinny, non-smoking white pillow princess to eat, Henry. Women seeking women.
I'm talking about you.
I want to meet soon, not in a few weeks. If you aren't interested about meeting, do not waste our time. I need to please a woman the only way another woman can. You know, a lot of women think that other women would be great at cunnilingus and stuff.
I know. It's like, because, you know, we have the tool. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have it. Can you eat yourself out? I don't think you can.
I don't think I can necessarily give a good blowjob.
You got tools, so it stands to reason. Yeah, everything's fucking bullshit.
I don't know what it is, but I've been always attracted to women with thin women with small breasts. BBWs are all the rage, and most people seem to want women with huge tatas. Not me. I prefer an A or a B cup because their nipples are much more sensitive. I am a clean professional, bi white female, looking for a special friend away from home. I want some one-on-one time with a fun, open-minded female. I love the touch and feel of a woman's body. She's like you, Mark.
I like the touch and feel of cotton.
I'm a very giving, love to kiss and cuddle, and I'm morally gifted. I'm a little bit bigger, size 16. I'm not looking for someone perfect. Just someone to be comfortable with himself and don't allow. He said he wants someone skinny.
Yeah.
I'm an awesome teacher, so inexperience is not an issue. I'm going to teach you how to lick my pussy.
I'll teach you how to lay there so I can lick yours.
I'm looking for a good femme who's up to 50 years old, white. Sorry, just my preference. I love when they say white and they always have to apologize.
Sorry, I'm racist. Sorry. I mean, you know, you can only be white.
Yeah, if you're looking
for
sex on the internet, would you put any race? Like, I would just be like,
no,
whatever,
for guys, you
whatever
just
comes
like,
over.
Hey, man, if you're up for it, you know, more the merrier, or whoever.
And when you say white, you mean not black, right? Because there's Asian and there's
Hispanic, or you're kind of Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Technically, like when you're doing the census, those are still white most of the time.
Yeah, there's white Hispanic and then Hispanic.
Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of assume I mean like you know just not black.
I think you're white Hispanic.
Probably. I look, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for a family. I remember that. Those into role play move to the top of the list. I'm serious and real. I try to respond to everyone. Who knows? Might find a good friend. Please, no couples, men, game players, or picture collectors. Also, must be willing to voice and verify. Please put skinny princess in your picture.
I am willing to voice verify.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it's a picture collector because that's what they do. They
pretend that they don't say, oh, shit, you know what? You might not want to talk to me because I am a pic collector.
All I do is just, you know, just send me your pics. I won't even speak to you again.
No, because, you know, I'm going to start up a conversation, get things going, send you some fake pics so I can get some of your pics, and there you go, I got pics.
So, Mark, do you like eating? Would you like someone to make food for you? Because I have just the girl. She is an Atlanta naked traveling chef.
Oh, my God. She's going to really work well with my naked maid. I have a whole naked staff.
Hello, guys.
I've been looking for a nude chef.
I'm Lexi, a small-waisted... I'm Lexi, a small waist with a beautiful face and a juicy ass. If this is really her picture, she does have a juicy
ass. Yeah, she really does.
That's a big ass.
Quite juicy, in fact.
Let me come over and cook you a delicious meal of your choice while I stand in your kitchen half naked.
Oh, half?
My service is to cater to my single and divorced men in the Atlanta area. My service fee of $200 will be needed up front. If you have your own food, service fee would be $150. So if you have your own food...
Oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna let her bring the food.
Let me come serve the trip. Let me come serve you and spend some quality time with you while you. So she's fucking you, right?
Of course. Like, she's just gonna cook you a meal half naked and then fucking leave? Or she sits there and watches me eat?
That's a deal. She's pretty hot. Isn't it?
I know. And as I said, I got my nude maid, so, like, there's a naked lady in the background cleaning. Now I'm just, you know, looking at her, looking at her cook, looking at the other one clean.
Yeah, we all get together.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Drink Me Up is the next one. Skinny, older white men, please. She's African-American. By the way, I think all these posts, except for like one or two, are African-American, because Atlanta's got a huge African-American population.
Yeah.
Hey, gents. I'm a loving person. Smart, intelligent, have soft, smooth skin, have a long, sexy leg. I almost read it as have one sexy leg. The other one's missing, but...
I only have one leg, but it is long and sexy.
I'm looking at somebody that want to have fun tonight. Come to Candyland.
And I'll hop all night long.
You will enjoy this. A horrible picture, by the way.
Yeah, it's not a good pic.
It looks like a dude in a wig. It looks like he's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Could. You know what? Kind of does. That might be a dude.
Yeah, I don't know. You might be getting your ass beat up or something.
Or you might want to shave first.
Yeah, if you're going to post a picture as yourself as a woman, you should try shaving first. Better. This guy, quick one. LA Fitness Perimeter Sauna BJ. Friday night around lunch, we blew each other in the sauna. You busted your nut in my mouth. It was hot. I want to do more.
Can you just blow me
again? Why would someone blows you in a sauna? Wouldn't you exchange number? I guess you don't have anything to write anything down on.
Oh shit. Here. You see that glass there with the steam? Write your number on it.
I'll come back when I get dressed.
You know the thing is, I think you don't want to because you're into having gay, indiscriminate sex.
Yeah.
You know, and that's your
thing. You don't have to look that guy in the eye later.
It's like, there's no names, man. We're on the sauna together. I kind of drop a hint. You pick it up. You blow me. I'm like, that was it, man. I did my deed. That's kind of all I wanted. So, I mean, it's cool that you really liked blowing me and you want to blow me again. That's awesome. But, you know, I'm kind of done.
Making out and kissing only, Douglasville. I'm seeking a male to meet up and make out with. Kiss, grind, and have fun. Nothing else, just make out. I'm a black female and I have pics. Send me a pic so I know you are real. Let's have some fun.
All right. I mean, I like fun. Fun is fun.
Would you go to just a girl just to make out if you knew you could have sex? Or would you in the back of your mind go, she'll give in.
Yeah.
She'll have sex. You know?
Yeah, you got to give it a go.
She'll be like, so turned on by
it. I mean, she says, yeah, we're just going to make out. But what are the fucking odds of that? We're just going to make out? What are you, 12? Come on.
I wouldn't recommend doing that. Like having a guy come over, get them all, you know, I don't know.
It sounds very dangerous for a woman. That's why I would assume it's some kind of scam. Like just some dude in a closet is going to, you know, mug you.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
Hey, do you think if someone said, if there was a game show where they had hot chicks rub you down and stuff, and if you can go without getting an erection for like 10 minutes, you get $1,000, could you do it?
Oh, man, maybe.
It's done.
Like if you,
and she can do whatever she wants to you.
I'd have to concentrate and like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's possible. Now, in one of the old HBO Real Sexes, there was a game that some nudist colony was playing. But of course, it's the nudist colony with all hot people.
Yeah, because real nudist colonies have nothing to do with sex, and they have nothing to do with hot people.
Now it was just kind of. I think it wasn't like a real nudist colony. It was hot people who like to get naked and fuck.
Yeah.
Which actually I prefer to the more traditional.
Except
nudist
you're not
colony.
A hot person, so you can't get
well,
in there.
Well, I'd still like hang out and watch.
I don't let you in.
But their game was two dudes stand there with a kind of drape over their penis, and the women would, I, without really touching them, they would just do shit, or they just couldn't touch their penis. They could touch other parts of them. But the winner was the one who got the guy aroused. Whoever's flag went up first,
man, won.
And that sounds like a fucking game.
Which Real Sex was this?
I have no idea. You know how many of that shit there's been?
I looked that up. They have them on HBO Go.
Yeah. Because I remember that. They kind of have like, you know, a little thing. And like, as soon as that flag goes up, like, oh, he's hard. I win.
And finally, today on the Craigslist Corral in Atlanta, Georgia, we have a misconnection ad, and it's entitled, "Can Someone Buy Me a Car?" Male for Woman Atlanta.
He wants a lady to buy him a car?
I've hit it rough, and I'm in need of someone to buy me either an Audi S8 or a Lexus ES 300H or a Honda Genesis. Send me an email and I'll fill you in the details thing. So he wants a woman somewhere
I'm gonna
buy
him
a high-end luxury car.
I'm going to send you the details, like what color and make and model I want.
What is up with this? This is a joke? I want to, like, I've hit a rust patch and I can't afford a luxury car.
I can only afford, like, you know, like a Ford or something. I can't be driving around in
that.
That's
very strange.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there. Ooh, instead of playing some outro music, I'm going to sing that Georgia, Georgia, I got Georgia on my mind.
No, you're not.
Oh. Anyway, here's some real music. AjoWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.